we really have more questions than answers in this space. But one of the principles I like to say is that protection is not an all or none event. So it's not yes or no, there's degrees. And so I think with the accumulating number of mutations which are on Omicron, I think it is probable that some of the vaccine-induced protection or some of the monoclonal antibodies may have slightly reduced activity against the Omicron variant, but I don't think it's correct to say that it'll have no protection. And so really it needs to be thought of in a linear range that the protection might go from, and I'm making this up totally, might go from 90% to 70%. And I think it's important to put that in perspective. If at the beginning of the pandemic, somebody would say, I have developed an antibody that is 70% protective against hospitalization and or death, that's a remarkable outcome. That's truly a remarkable outcome. So I think this is very much a glass half full likely scenario that there's likely to be ongoing activity of all of our therapies against the Omicron variant.